WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. This is a local band called the Art Thieves. WMFO in Medford. It's 802. Art Thieves.
Feeling good about back in the candidate for president. Is that feeling good about shopping at Walmart as evidence by every time they win, we lose. Even if they lose, they win. Why would you build your personality to suit some corporation's news? Their desperation to spend her on you. Like, sure, if they lose, suicide, they look. Events and pictures about women's rights.
That was local band Muck and the Myers, their new song, Good Enough, Rumbar Records release, Muckus Maximus. They've been around for a long time, solid pop-punk band, I guess you'd call them. We opened with Art Thieves, another local band. They have a new CD out, it's called Russian Rats. That song you heard was DIY USA. And the second tune was Chandra and the Howlers, called Hurt For Me. Hurt For Me is the name of the CD as well. I'm a big fan of Chandra and the Howlers. They're, I think, from the Vegas area. And I discovered them a couple years ago, and I picked up their last two releases. I think they're both solid. So I play them. You'll be hearing a lot of that in the next coming months. And I'm going to play a band from Italy called the Pee-wees.
Walk! Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Big man.
That was The Cry. I pulled that one out of the vault. I have like 700 CDs in my house, and every now and then I dig through and pull out that I haven't heard in a while. And as I said, that was a band called The Cry. The song was Shaken. Before that, the Pee-wees, Walking Through My Hell, Moving Target. They were the band that was from Italy, and Brad Marino with On the Brink. That is a four-track attack, Brad Marino's newest EP. Brad Marino, of course, is from The Connection, and that's a little side project that he did. It's 8:20. Going to play something off the new Lily Black right now. The EP is called Cover It Up, and this is one of the tunes off of that.
No. Oh, that. We'll be right back.
guarantee. But it's too soon to ask me for the words I want called on my tune. I think it's time that you all start to think about getting by without that need to go out and find. Don't know, I'm here to give you my heart and you want some fashion show. But it ain't no contribution to rely on the institution to validate your chosen art and to sanction your boredom and let you play out your part. They got nothing to give, they always part their legs for what's negative. Hey, they're so decadent until their daddy's money from home's all spent. So I think it's time, cause it's too easy to rely on worshiping devils and strangers in bed. Though they do get good drugs and they do give good head. Realized I was worth the wait. Ah, but you didn't hesitate. And when he took you off, you let him seal our fate. So I think it's time that you all start to think about getting by without that need to go out and find somebody to love.
I surely hope that you are living in a society that's maybe heading for Mars. Well, down here we still have a shower, bastards leading the charge. Outside it's 1933, so I'm hitting the bar, and I don't know what's going on. Taking your house, burning down for the dawn. We'll be right back.
That was local stuff by Radio Compass. Song was called Going Gone off of For a Girl EP. Played Lucero for the Lonely Ones, Sheila Devine, an old one called Hum. Frank Turner, 1933, from Be More Kind, new release. Lily Black, Burritos, through the Jim Carroll Band, and they're the late Jim Carroll with It's Too Late off of Catholic Boy. It's 8:39. A lot of times when people listen to my show, they say they don't hear me talk enough. This isn't a talk show. I'm here to play music. But if I have a guest on, of course, there's a lot more talking. But pretty much I'm here to bang out the tunes. This is one by The Strokes, who they had, I love their first, you know, self-titled CD release, The Strokes. This thing is called, I think, Room on Fire. This was their second release, and this was pretty good. After that, I don't know what the hell happened. They kind of fizzled on me, but I think this was still pretty good. Here it is, Strokes.
The freeways on the front is roads, the silver cans and burning
That was a band out of L.A. called Honey Chain, a song called Bombs Away, Craig Finn, Tracking Shots, The Strokes with Reptilia. It's 8:51. I'm going to play a couple tunes, and I'll be back one more time to say see ya. This is something by Tom Baker and the Snakes. All right, it's 8:50, well, almost 8:56. I can't tell you the name of that band because it's not FCC friendly, but the song was called Anorak City. And before that, we played, what did I play before that? I think Honey Chain. I already mentioned Honey Chain. Well, whatever I played, I forgot, but it's 8:56. I'm out of here. I went to see Social Distortion this past weekend, and I haven't seen them for a long time. It's about the eighth or ninth time that I've seen them. And they didn't play all the hits this time, which I'm good with because I like when bands play deeper cuts. And they didn't play Story of My Life and Ball and Chain, which are two of their bigger ones. I've seen them play that plenty of times. They did do Bad Luck. So, I mean, they didn't play. So some people probably went away saying a little bit bummed out they didn't play the hits, but I was good with it because I've seen the hits, and I like when bands dig deeper, and true fans know all the tunes. They don't just know the handful that you might have heard on the radio back in the day. So I'm going to close with something by Social Distortion. Sam will be up in about, about 3 minutes. Once again, WMFO in Medford, Skybar. See you next week. Thanks. Here's some Social D. See ya.